flicker is not the same as
What is that?
It's just a little gray bird that has, I believe, white under its wings. And they just go so fast that it's just a flicker in front of your eyes.
Okay.
And I can't really identify birds while they're on the wing.
How about the bird that's very wise, has big eyes?
Yeah. You very seldom see them, but they are here. But you very seldom see them. We had one time my husband caught. It was... I don't know if it was sick or what, but it just sat and let him pick it up. And he brought it home. And we had it in a cage for about 3 weeks, and he turned it loose and it flew away. Mm. So, but it was a large owl. It was probably, 14 inches across when it was fluffed up, you know.
Was it a horn? And was it one of those great horned owls?
We couldn't find one like it in the bird book. Mm. We never did. I don't think it was a horned owl, but we never did find one that looked like it. And we have the golden eagle.
Awesome.
Now, we don't have bald eagles around here, as far as I know. But we have the golden eagle, and we have crows, and we have ravens. And I'm not sure what the difference is between a crow and a raven, but the experts say there is a difference.
There is a difference. It's lost on the rest of us.
Uh-huh.
How about fishing in this area? Is that a big sport?
It is. Very big. The State Game and Fish Department stock our streams and our lakes, and they have fish hatcheries all over Colorado. So it is a big thing.
What kind of fish are prominent?
Native to Colorado, to this area, are the German browns and the rainbow trout. The Kokanee salmon have been introduced over by Granby, and they're doing very well. But mostly it's trout. Some crappie, is that the way they pronounce it, crappie? And some catfish over around Durango. But I've never heard of any being around here.
And the thing they used to catch fish with?
Fish hook.
Okay, or the thing they put on it for bait? What are some of the things, the live things?
Oh, they use night crawlers and earthworms, and they use salmon eggs. And hardware, of course, they use the spinners and so forth.
Okay.
Dry flies and wet flies.
Good. Earlier we were talking about this rodeo they're going to have down in Empire. What's it called? The
frog rodeo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, but frogs aren't native here.
No, they're not. You don't see many frogs here. Once in a while, it'll rain frogs.
Really? They'll fall out of the sky?
As far as we can tell, they fall out of the sky, because once in a while we'll have a heavy rainstorm, and when it's over there'll be little tiny ones. They're about an inch long, and they just hop all over everywhere.
What do you call the little ones like that? Are they just frogs?
Just frogs, okay. Is all I ever heard them called. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is a frog different than a toad?
Yeah, but don't ask me why. A toad will give you warts.
Okay, that's good. That's great. And is a bullfrog just a big frog?
Just a big frog, okay. I think. Probably the male frog.
Okay. Are there any other kind of... are there any reptiles in this area? I mean, you mentioned there are no snakes, but are there lizards of any kind?
Very few. I don't remember what they call them now. They're not Gila monsters. But they're
like that.
Kind of like Gila monsters. They do have some Gila monsters down by Denver. Now, whether they are display or whether they're native to that area, I'm not sure.
Okay. One thing I forgot to ask you about early on with cattle. Another thing that people in the old days ate, they castrated the calves, and they'd cook those up. And what would they call those?
God, I have no idea. I didn't know they did.
Did you know? Some places they do.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard of
that. No, I've never heard of that. I don't have any idea.
Nowadays in this area, can you get seafood in this area?
In the restaurants,
what
yeah.
What kind can you get?
And you can buy in the supermarkets most anything. In Denver,